Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Apex Theory, and today we're going to be talking about legends and like how to use them correctly and master them. And we're gonna be doing that for Gibraltar and Horizon. These episodes are gonna be coming fairly frequently. We're never gonna have two of these in a row. Probably like do them. There will be at least two episodes in between these, or more. So we're sorry about the delay of getting this out to you guys, but we have some really exciting episodes planned for the future, and we're going to be actually doing them more frequently now, every week, like we have been, but not as spread apart like we have been recently. But let's get into Ask the Legends.
Yep, so for our first review, our only review, it's Clutch Kebab, number one Apex Legends podcast. This has to be the number one Apex Legends podcast. It is so amazing. They talk about everything you could want in Apex Legends podcast. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's 5 stars. The amount of times that he said Apex Legends podcast in there was very enlightening.
Yeah. Yep.
It's
coming back.
We appreciate it, but sorry, we are not the number one podcast. Sorry to burst your bubble, but we aren't.
Yeah. Hey, we're pushing it on Spotify.
Yeah. We're number two. Yeah. So. Yeah, we are. We're doing good there. Yeah. So now to get into some news. We have the next heirloom is confirmed to be for crypto, and it is going to be a sword. So, you know, what's your thoughts on that, Lucas? And you used to be a crypto main and play him fairly frequently on King's Canyon sometimes.
Yeah. For it. I think it's just going to be cool, even though I probably won't get it. I'll probably just wait till Horizon's heirloom comes out. I think a lot of people are doing that right now. I don't have any heirloom shards, so. I think, don't have a sword yet. Why not do a sword for
crypto? Hey, I'm excited for it. It should be cool.
I think his heirloom should have been Bitcoin because his name's Crypto, so, you know.
No, we don't do that, Lucas. Just like Horizons ain't gonna be a wee cup of tea.
What if it is? Right, anyway.
There's no way they're going to be that. No one would buy that. Yeah.
I would.
Sorry for the technical difficulty this there. Yeah. He's excited. Next we have the Season 9 Battle Pass for level 100 and 110 reactive skins are confirmed to be for the Elf Star.
That's pretty sick. I just want an Arthur 1, man.
Exactly. Doesn't everyone want that?
It won't give us one, no matter what.
We got Flatline, G7, Prowler.
Longbow.
Yeah, come on. Give us the 301, please. We even had R99. Like, what's next? Alternator? No, please, 301. If they do Alternator.
That'd be kind of dope.
But. It would, but we don't need one. If we have another light gun skin in the next 3 seasons, it has to be 301.
Exactly. And now we got...
Yeah, so now I'm going to get into how to play Gibraltar correctly and master it. So, start off with all of his abilities. You have his ultimate is defensive bombardment. So basically, once you activate it, it'll take a second or two for the little grenade to come in his hand, and then you can throw it. Once you throw it, it'll take a second, and then it'll have a giant red circle with lines on it and make sort of like a nuke sound, basically, like an alarm. And then the missiles, or whatever you want to call them, will start raining down. I believe they do 40 damage per hit. Not too sure about that, but... Yeah, so his ultimate is definitely solid, and then we have his tactical is a dome shield. You throw it down, or gaby bubble, whatever you prefer to call it, and then basically no one can shoot through it, nothing can penetrate it at all. Yeah, we did talk about it recently, though, that you can throw an Arc Star at the Gibby Bull right before it goes away, and then once it goes away, the Arc Stars will fall and blow up. But then his passive is the Arm Shield, so when you're aiming down sight, he'll have an Arm Shield that basically gives you extra armor when you're ADSing. It has, I believe, a recharge of, I'm not too for sure on this, but it's anywhere from 5 to like 7 seconds, I believe. I'm not too sure about that. Somewhere around that. Yeah, so basically, now we're going to get into how you really want to play him. So, with his Gibby ultimate, you want to use this for damage, moving teams from different spots, distractions, and if you absolutely have to, and your life depends on this in ranked, you can use it to get away. You can throw it down right where you are, and then hopefully that'll keep teams from pushing you from when you're running away. Wouldn't suggest the last one, but so with damage, that's kind of common sense. You know, you throw it, you want to hopefully hit them and then push off that. And then for moving teams, that these are the main two I use them for. You want to basically use it to move them in different directions to force either other people to fight or to force a team to use their bubble so they can't force you into a bubble fight or bubble forward or anything else. And then distractions, not too high on this one either, or getting away from using it as a distraction. Yeah, this one's a little bit more complicated, but yeah, so with distractions, it's very complicated, but it's also common sense. You know, you want to throw it to make them like look the other way, see if there's teams there, and then shoot them in the back or whatever you would like. It's not preferable. Definitely not the most useful or effective way of using it, but sometimes it can work. And now, with Gibby Bubble, you want to bubble for loot, you want to bubble forward for fights, so that if you're strong in bubble fights like me, or when you get Gibby ulted, you obviously want to do that from another, if you're getting it from another Gibby, and you also want to bubble for rezzing, and when you're about to die, but this is also not as useful because they're going to shoot you as soon as you come out of it, but it does work in some situations. You also want to bubble sometimes. This is not as common. This is usually in like tournaments. You want to bubble when your teammate is scanning a beacon or using it or rezzing from a respawn beacon. Anything you'd like to say off that, Lucas?
Yeah, man, well said. I mean, when I played Gibby, I did not know what I was doing. So yeah, you're kind of teaching me some stuff here. So
well, you may not have known what you're doing as much as you do now, but you certainly got the job done when we needed it to sometimes.
Yeah.
And in other ways you need to use it, these are more of the essential things. You absolutely need to bubble when you're rezzing your teammates. It's especially in ranked, when your teammate gets down, if they're not going to push you, you need to bubble them, because you have the quick rez, and then they can't shoot you while you're rezzing them. Don't stress about it as much, but when you're bubble rezzing, you also sometimes need to use it as a bait. So if their team is not going to push, then you shouldn't just sit there. You should either be healing or rezzing. I would prefer rez and suggest it. So you sometimes want to rez, and then they'll push off that, and then you can immediately stop as soon as they get really close and beam them. So that is very essential. But as a teammate of a Gibby, Lucas, what are your thoughts on bubble rezzing?
Well, yeah, I definitely think that you, like, it's just nice to have the extra shot when you go into those bubble fights. Like, I mean, it's like, I normally push people who are rezzing, even if they've already rezzed, and like, it's getting harder and harder to do that as, like, I get higher KDs, and just people know that, like, people don't just run away. They get the extra shot on you, and it's just really hard to defend it. So I really think that you really should be bubble resing, and then it can really make a fight in your hands.
One of the few situations when you will not want to res is stay in ranked. If I know there's one particular spot in Olympus that this has happened to me before, and I went back and was like, oh, that's not good. You should never do that. It's near labs. It's basically, once you come out of labs, there's this giant, like, waterfall. When you climb up that, if you're climbing up that and your teammate gets shot and dies and he falls off, you do not want to fall down and bubble rise him, because then your teammate is going to be able to go into a 2 or a 3v1 or 3v2 if your other teammate dropped down with you, or even if you get the bubble rise off, your teammate's going to be low, so it's not going to be helpful. So you definitely do not want to do that there. Yeah. Also, within that situation, you just want to go up to the top and nade them, and then just, you have high ground, so if they try to come up with zipline, you can put a thermite there, and or an Arcstar, either or, whatever works for you and you're carrying. And then if they're climbing up the waterfall, you can just shoot them while they're coming off, and then they'll either fall downward or die. But another thing with bubbles is, as a Gibby, you need to be exceptionally good with bubble fights. That is another reason why you should always be carrying a Mastiff, EVA 8, or Peacekeeper. At this moment, I think, since the Mastiff nerf, you should be carrying an EVA 8. You should always have a scope on it if you find one, besides a 2X or 1 to 2X. You should not have either of those on it. So you always want to have one of those two, and scopes on the EVA 8, preferably EVA 8 or Peacekeeper. For late game, mid game, early game, if you don't have a shotgun bolt, a Mastiff is better, because EVA 8 without a bolt is not good. It shoots too slow to where it's, and it doesn't deal enough damage to where even if you hit like one bad shot, you're not going to get the kill. With Mastiff, you can still one shot people if they have no armor, and you can still two pump people if you're close enough, and it's just more consistent without a bolt. Yeah, so that is the main take on bubbles. But another thing is, you should never be the first one in fights, unless it's a solo or a 1v2. And you need to be good at 1v2s if you're going into that. So,
that, yeah, for sure.
That's, and the reason why is, you shouldn't be first one in there, because, like we've said before, the God Squad for Olympus is Wraith, Horizon, Gibby. And you never want to be the first one into a fight if it's a 3v3, because a Horizon and Wraith can both get out of that fight easily. As a Gibby, you can't. You can bubble backward and run away, but that's not going to buy you enough time unless you're hitting the Horizon Q as well. If you do, then all the other opponents are going to come up that Horizon Q as well. Maybe one might not get up there, but you're still going to be low, because that's the reason you probably took it.
So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, nothing, man. I was just saying, like, man, that was really well said, man. I will definitely take that advice into account and maybe play Gibby and Pubs. Not the best Pubs legend, but, you know.
Yeah, I agreed on that part, but I can't see you playing Gibby and Ranked anytime soon, especially since I'm already Plat, and we probably aren't playing Ranked together for the rest of the season, which is fine. But
yeah, man, I'm chilling with Ranked right now. I just got a 13 kill game on Horizon 2.5. Like, I'm chilling right now on Pubs.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Not a Pubs player, don't forget.
Yeah, we are Ranked grinders and tournament players. We are not Pubs. But back to Gibraltar. As Gibraltar, since you have an arm shield, you should always have the lowest armor. So basically, if you have a white armor and your teammates have blue, you basically have the same armor. Same with blue to purple, purple to red. Same thing.
Yeah, that means, like, you really have to be good with your arm shield, though, too.
True. You have to be good when you're ADSing in fights. No, that's another thing. With Mastiffs, shotguns, all of it. Mastiff's just the first thing that comes to mind when I think of shotgun. Because it's, like, you know, it's a habit. Mastiff has been good for what, it was OP, season 5, season 6, season 7, halfway season 4. That's 3.5 seasons.
I don't know, my shotgun meta is still alive. It is.
EVE 8 is right now meta. Peacekeeper shreds against an EVE 8, but still. Point is, you should always be ADSing in fights. Even if it's not a bubble fight, you should be ADSing because you have your arm shield, so that's an advantage. Another thing, when you're in bubble fights, I know a lot of people don't know how to do this. If you want, you can stop by my stream and I can show you in firing range. But, yeah, shameless plug there. And it's a run. But, back to what I was saying, bubble fights, you don't want to stand. Like, I've seen so many people do this. They're new to Gibby, wanting to do bubble fights. They just stand in the middle of the bubble and wait for someone to walk in. Or, what?
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm not even a Gibby man.
Yeah, exactly. But the point is, when you're in a bubble fight, you don't want to stand in the middle, the front, like the very front center, or center back, because then it's too hard for you to slip out and in without getting shot. I've seen so many people stand in those positions, and then they just walk straight out and get destroyed. You want to either be on the left front or right front, and or middle. Middle right, middle left, either or, whatever side the opponents are on. And basically, you want to pop out, shoot, and then crouch once, and then it should, with the momentum, as you're moving right or left into the bubble again, and then pop out again, and if you're using EVE 8 auto, you should be able to hit them twice when you move out, maybe 3 times, depending on how good you are in bubble fights, preferably 2 if you're good at it, because you're going to be taking less damage, but then, if you're with the Mastiff, you're going to be hitting them once, and you're going to need to be, like, if you're good with Mastiff, you're going to have to be able to get back in that bubble quick. Peacekeeper, the thing is, if you're ADSing with it the whole time, I see so many people who ADS for their first shot, and then just don't even, then try to go back in an ADS. It's not like the Mastiff. You can't do that. Either for Peacekeeper, in any fight, even bubble fights, you either have to ADS the whole time in your fight, which is extremely hard. Well, that's 2 different things. Even for bubble fights, with a Peacekeeper, you should charge it up with if you have choke on, and then pop out, shoot them, and then pop back in, and then wait, like, a little bit, like, wait for it to charge up halfway. I wouldn't even suggest to waiting it to charge up, except for your first shot. And then you should pop out again. You don't have to ADS the whole time for Gibby bubble fights. Otherwise, you are going to get beamed. You're not going to be able to get into the bubble fast enough. But with regular fights, I would suggest ADSing the whole time. Like, so for an example, say you're in, like, Oasis in your Gibby, and a team is coming up the stairs, and you're on the second floor, and you're in that, like, open corridor area on the, like, second/third floor. You want to hold down, charge the choke, and then shoot them. And then crouch, and then back out on the other side of the wall. So that way you're not in the doorway getting shot. And then you want to do that once more, but don't charge up the choke. And with that, I would suggest usually ADSing the whole time. Because otherwise, it's too long of in between the shots if you're going to ADS the whole time. Or you either, like I said, you either want to ADS the whole time or you want to shoot. If you're not even Gibby and you have a Peacekeeper, what you want to do is you want to ADS the first time, hold down the choke, and then shoot, and then just nose, and then just hit fire the whole rest of the time. And that concludes my mastering Gibby and playing him correctly, all that. Anything else you would like to say about Gibby, Lucas?
No, man, he's, like, it's, like, unlike Horizon, like, if you mess up anything about, like, if you mess up any Gibby's abilities, it's, like, man, like, Gibby's abilities are just so crucial, and they take so long to charge back up again, it's, like, you can't mess it up, so just don't mess up, and take your time using your abilities, and, yeah. That's real.
Yeah, last and final thing. You should always carry, in ranked, one ultimate accelerant, if you can, on Gibby, so that way you can have your ult quicker, because his ultimate charges up. I'm pretty sure it's the slowest ultimate, unless Wraith's is faster. It's either of those. So, yeah, carry ultimate accelerants with Gibraltar, and we will be right back with Lucas's side on Horizon after this quick break from our sponsors.
Hey guys, go right now check out the Courier Creative, and they are a media service and content brand specializing in producing, designing, distributing, and publishing, and creating content that sends a message. So go check them out right now and show them some love.
Yeah, so now we're back, and now you get to hear the voice of your favorite Apex Theory host, Lucas.
No! Jameson!
Well, anyways, so I will be talking about Horizon, obviously, and first thing you gotta know about Horizon, she's a very flexible legend. Before I start, I must note that I am pushing 300 kills on Horizon right now. But, yeah, I mean, I play her in ranked a lot, and she's my main. I basically only play her. That started, like, a week ago. So, basically, her abilities are, her passive is Spacewalk. It increases air control, and it reduces fall impacts. With Horizon's spacesuit, tactical gravity lift reverses the flow of gravity, lifting players upwards and boosting them outwards when they exit. I don't know, like, her gravity lift is just, it just charges up so fast. It's just so good. It's so useful in so many situations. But basically, like, I don't know, man. It's insanely good. And yeah, I'm going to be talking about how to use her abilities. And also, you got the black hole. What, Jameson?
Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, we got the black hole. It sucks people in. Not very big, but it does not need to be. We have learned that.
yeah,
so, yeah, let me start. So, most of the time, you need to use gravity lift when you place the black hole, so if you are in a fight, and most of the time you're in cover, so you are going to, always have to queue up and then just throw the black hole, throw all the nades you have, or, I mean, if you're trying to conserve them, then just throw a small amount or just one or two. You don't really need a lot, but if you do get a lot, it's better in the long run. But, yeah, so, like, another thing that's very great with Horizon, it's basically like Wraith, but you can heal. So, if that's why I like doing outdoor fights. It's because if you push somebody and you deal a lot of damage on them, but you also get a lot of damage done on you, you can just queue up and then fall back to the nearest cover and pop a bat literally while you are flying down if you need cells, syringes, because it's not like an octane jump pad where you can't, like, it limits you when you do that, so.
Yeah, if you didn't know, octane jump pad, you can't double jump if you're healing. And
yeah.
Another note alongside the gravity lift is it's also known as Q, kind of like Wraith's Q. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
It's very much like Race Q. It's also can be like a race portal if you use it with a Gibby bubble, which me and Jameson, we do all the time. and so you don't really have to stress about gravity lift placement, which that's basically why I was so bad on Gibby, because I just used the bubble only when I absolutely needed to, because I was just so afraid I was going to mess it up. So, yeah, that was kind of rough, but it's just so forgiving, and it charges up so quickly. Yeah, man, I really have, it's really saved me in a lot of situations. It's pretty hard to shoot people when they go up on it too, though. It's like, it's almost like going up a jump tower. Like, that's like the speed it goes, just a little bit faster. But man, like, it saved me so much. Like, you can do a strafe on it if you're getting really low on health. You can transport your team. That's enough on the queue. I will be talking about it more, but now you got, obviously, you know, you throw grenades in the black hole, but you also have to be very picky about, like, where you, like, which ones you use. So, if you have, like, I normally just pick up 2 arc stars, 1 thermite, maybe 2 sometimes, but, like, a lot of people are like, why do you use thermite? Like, thermites are useless with Horizon. But that is false, because if you throw black hole, and then you want people to come out to you, and if you throw a thermite behind it, they're not going to be able to get out of it very well. Or if you have 2, they're really just going to have to charge you. Then they're dealing they're taking damage from the arc star at the same time. It's like, I don't know. It's like a thermite grenade. I don't know what I was thinking about there.
Or even if you throw it under it, like right under it or right directly on it, it'll burn them while they're stuck in it.
Exactly. Like, it can get people out from cover and even into the black hole if they have nowhere else to go, which, not very smart, but they have no other choice. So, and yeah, you have to always use gravity lift to get to height quickly, obviously. It's helped me so many times, especially on Olympus. Like,
oh yeah,
if you go to like Banzai or Rift, it's like, I mean, Banzai, you can't really get up high anywhere.
Yeah.
But Rift, it's like, if you just use that and get up to height really quickly, you can land on people that are healing up there and trying to hide from you. You can really just get hyped and then scope around and just see where other people are and just be aware. Get to communicate to your teammates. And, like, honestly, like, her gravity lift can really be used as a scout sometimes. Like, you just queue up and then look around. Like, I admit, I do that a lot. Jameson's like, why are you queuing?
Okay. Sometimes, though, you're just, like, a long time ago when you first played Horizon, we would be just running towards zone, and you would just throw your Q down for no reason, just to give you the tiny bit of boost. Like, that doesn't even help, really. But Lucas has definitely come a long way from playing Horizon. That was way back before he even made Gibby. Yeah, but also, one more thing I want to say about Horizon is the combo of Horizon and Gibraltar is insanely good. Like, for example, we were playing ranked the other day, in the ending zone was Banzai, and I got killed. And then they finished off the squad, rezzed me at a respawn beacon. I got all my loot back. And then, so there's, I don't know how to describe it, but near Banzai there's the 2 or 4 towers, whatever it is. And then on the outside, there's this giant, like, kind of like curve that looks kind of like a racetrack, but if you elevate it up, pretty high. And there was a team up there who had ziplined up there, and I didn't have my ult yet. So then, right as the last ring is starting to close down, I finally get my ult, I throw it, and we're on the bottom, they're on the top, and my ult hits them for 60 damage each. And then we Horizon Q up there, and we kill them all and get the dub in ranked.
Like, yeah, that was a pretty dry game. Like, we just battled one squad before that, and we ended up getting the dub there, so.
Exactly.
That was, like, that's another, like, thing. Like, we would not have won that if it were not for Horizon. We would have stayed there until final ring, and then it would literally, like, it would be a ring race. Like, the other team wouldn't drop down, obviously. They they also had a Wraith, so they could portal in and out, and they would have gotten the dub there.
Yeah, they definitely would have got the dub for the heal off. But they could have dropped down if they had Rev Ultimate, Death Totem, which they...
Oh, yeah, they had a Revenant, too.
I didn't know if they had it yet, but they had used it while we were down there over the course of those two zones.
Yeah, for sure. And then... You Black Hole, it can be very useful to get out of sticky situations quick. For example, I was at the one floating island, Elysium or something, I think it was called, it's by Hydroponics, and I went down the zip line, and people were chasing me, so I just throw my Black Hole, and then they can't go anywhere. And then you and our other teammate, we were playing with a random person, you got to me, and then we just waited for them to come after that, and then, yeah, we ended up securing that fight there. But it's like, or if you're just randomly running away from someone, just throw it as a distraction, throw it in a building if someone's, like, aiming at you. Obviously, you want to throw nades, but if you don't have any, that's totally fine. It's still very useful. And then, also, like, use gravity lift in buildings, like, to get advantage, or just, like, to get away. Like, if you want to block doorways, it's a very good way to do it. And, like, you want to do it, you don't want to do it with flat ceilings. You want to normally do it with, like, what do you call it, like, the dip? I don't know, but I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
You want to place it there. Very hard to get out. It's a good way to hold buildings also.
Along those lines of, like, holding a building and keeping them from getting in or out, when you have a Horizon Q, if a team is pushing you and you don't have any way of blocking doors or anything, and the doors are busted off, one thing you can do is throw your Horizon Q right in front of the door, and they won't be able to get in, because they'll try to go through the Horizon Q, but the Q will lift them up before they can go in through the door.
Yeah. Giving the other team free high ground is a lot better than dying, so...
Yeah, exactly. Even if they don't get high ground from the building, like, even if it's a one-story building, it still works out. Like, even if it does give them the high ground, it does... It's still valuable.
Yeah, for sure. And then, like, use gravity lift. Like, honestly, whenever you even, like, think you should. Like, don't stress if you mess it up. It's very forgiving. I talked about that earlier. So, you get the general idea, like... It's just, it gets you places fat, well, it gets you high faster, don't have to climb those stairs. Hulk would be happy, he would not have to climb stairs. sorry guys, I'm a Marvel nerd, or was. But, yeah, and also you gotta use Q when a Bangalore or a Gibraltar uses a bombardment. Thankfully, it gives you that warning so it doesn't just start raining nuclear bombs. so that way you can, just get the Q. Then you won't deal any damage from Gibbies or Bangalores. Your teammates can use it too.
Now we have goals for the week. Lucas, hit us with yours.
So my goal for the week is... It's gotta be, just get 500 kills with Horizon. Just started maining here a week and a half ago, and yeah, like I said, I was pushing 300 kills, so really hoping I can get that higher. And yeah, so.
Yeah, because you played Horizon on and off in season, or the first rank split.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that concludes yours, and now my goal for the week is I just need to get better on playing with the flatline and using it at longer range and not always just short to mid-range. Because if you can get good with it long-range, it is the best floor loot gun in the game. Like, I know you've said that with Hemlock in the past, but Hemlock isn't... It doesn't... It's not as... Unless you're hitting, like, all five headshots with it, it's... Or all three headshots with it, it's not as good as Flatline, because Flatline's just more consistent, and you're gonna be able to kill the opponents faster when, because it's automatic, obviously. So, yeah, that's my goal for the week. And lastly, tips and tricks. So, for tips and tricks, it is how to win a heal-off. I've had this question asked me so many times, and a lot of people may not know, though, what is a heal-off? A heal-off is basically when you get to end zone, the last ring is closing, and neither team's gonna fight, they're just gonna basically heal. So, like, that could have been the situation with the dub that I talked about earlier with me and Lucas on Horizon and Gibby, where we won that game. So, basically, that's what a heal-off is. And what you want to do is, first, you want to do something called pre-med. Every teammate should do this, except for the Wraith, if you have a Wraith on your team. So, basically, you're gonna want to go into zone and take damage for like 1 second, one tick, so as less damage as you can. And so then, when the zone actually pulls in, and then you want to go to center zone, as soon, like right where the line goes, and as soon as it's about to hit you, start your med kit. So then, you'll be able to get your med kit off right before zone hits you. And then you'll be full health again. So that's what pre-med is. That's the most important thing. Mainly, every team eight should do that except for the Wraith. And then with the Wraith portal, you should start making the Wraith portal at anywhere from 20 to 15 seconds till zone starts to move. So basically, you just want to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for like, I don't know, maybe like 5 or 4 feet. I usually do it for like 10 feet though, till zone. And then you should be finishing that like just a little bit before zone starts closing or starts to hit you. And then, once your teammates are done taking the pre-med, done doing pre-med, they should take portal. As Wraith, what you should do is take portal once, and then use your Wraith Q, your phase, to get out of taking damage, and then you should take portal back and forth, as much as you can, and hopefully you will win. But if the other team has a self-res, they are most likely to win, even if you do all this. It's not a guarantee, but it's most likely that they will win. So, anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Apex Theory. Go check out my Twitch at Knights of Ren. That is KNIGH1SOFR3N. And Lucas's at Last Cheerio. That is LASTCH3RIO. And we have a giveaway. So basically, this will be a signed poster of our Apex Theory logo. Both me and Lucas will sign it. All you have to do is email me at knightsofren65@gmail.com. Either that would be KNIGHTSOFREN65@gmail.com. Or I have two emails, so you could also email me at knightsofren@gmail.com. That would be KNIGH1SOFR3N@gmail.com. Either or, and just tell me your name, or you don't have to tell me your name, just tell me what platform you listen to this on, whether that's iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. Tell me what platform you listen to this on, what your favorite episode was that we have made, and who your favorite co-host is. And yeah, that's all you have to do to enter the giveaway. If you win, we will message you and ask you for your address or if you have like a box at the postal office that we can just mail that to, then you can get that at. Either or works. And then we'll mail it to you once we figure out who the winner is. See you guys in the next one. Peace.